I come from Thatcham, they call me Sarah. Heard there was work down here at the cotton mill. I saved my pay for a way out of this sorrow. It was all that I could do to give half my heart to you. He was a man full of power and promise. I was a young girl, both tender and true. You were the one thing that I had to live for. It was all that I could do to give half my heart to you. Long winter nights and no food in the pantry. Shuttles and cotton dust 12 hours a day. Hunger and cold make no life for a baby. It was all that I could do to give half my heart to you. Snowy white threads float along the looms beside me, warp and weft bound again as one. I pray each day we'll be woven back together. It was all that I could do to give half my heart to you. It was all that I could do to give half my heart to you. Oh, it was all that I could do.
That's Alison Lupton with the title track from her 2014 album, Half My Heart, a beautiful song about the London Foundling Hospital and the practice by parents on giving up their children to leave a small piece of fabric to be used for identification if they were ever able to return for their child. And Alison Lupton will be releasing her fourth full-length album, Words of Love, in the spring of 2019. In advance of that, she's just released a Christmas single, her original song, The Eve of Christmas Day, which also features BBC Radio 2 Folk Music Award-winning trio The Young'uns on backing vocals, guitar master Craig Worth, and a wonderful brass quintet arrangement by Tom Layton. We caught up with Alison at home in Cambridge, Ontario, to chat about the new single. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Alison.
Lovely, thank you.
I have to say, I love the new single. I love Christmas singles generally. Growing up in the UK, it was a highlight of the year when all of the Christmas singles came out. What I love about this is the fact that you have got together with the Young'uns to record it, and you have this wonderful brass section on there as well. It just has a fabulous Christmas feel to it. But I want to give you a chance just to talk about why you decided you wanted to write it.
I have a dear friend whose mom was forever after me to record a Christmas album. And I always sort of brushed off the idea and thought, oh, no, I don't think I could do that. And she sadly passed away last year. And she was on my mind quite a bit. And on a muggy July day on my front porch, it sort of came to me that, you know, it would be nice to do something. And, and it sort of came together very quickly. And then I thought, oh, I would love to have Silver Brass. That sound, I've always loved that Salvation Army, beautiful, warm, rich brass sound. And I phoned up Tom Layton and asked if he might be interested in arranging something for me with the song. And Tom is a genius and put together the arrangement, and it all kind of went from there.
And the Youngins, how did you get them involved?
Oh, I know the Youngins from, let's see, I think we first met at Mill Race or the Goderich Festival, and lovely guys. And I asked them, they were over on tour here, and I asked them if they'd like to come and play a house concert, and they did. And then sort of as things were percolating for the recording of the single, I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if they would be interested or even have time in their schedule to come into the studio. So they very kindly said yes, they'd love to, and things went from there. I got some studio time down in Canterbury. In between, they were playing Hughes that night, and we kind of went from there and got them into the studio, and yay! It worked out very, very nicely, very quickly, but very nicely. I'm so pleased.
Well, there's a lovely feel to the single, and I want to let people know that there is a nice video that you filmed while you were recording the song.
Yes.
We're going to put a link on our website for that, because it's definitely worth watching. And as I mentioned at the start, there is a really nice Christmas feel to it. You mentioned the Salvation Army brass band feel, the Youngins, mm-hmm. you know, doing some wonderful backing vocals. You mm-hmm. also have Craig Worth on there, and he's played a lot with you over the years, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Craig, I met through David Francie and Jeff Summers years ago, and he's become a fast friend, and we've done a lot of writing together. Just, you know, when you find somebody that sort of like-minded, and you sort of latch on to them. And he's been a great guide through songwriting and an inspiration. And when I said, you know, this is all very last minute, I said, could you come up? Things are sort of aligning to do some recording for a Christmas single. And he immediately said yes. He lives in New Hampshire, and found a way to get here. And yeah, so he's a brilliant guitarist as well as songwriter and human being. So it was just a very sweet project that seems that stars aligned to make it happen. So I'm delighted that it all came together.
Well, we're going to play the new single in a few moments, but I want to give you a chance just to talk about the new album, because your fourth album will be released in the spring. It's entitled Words of Love. Tell us a little bit about it.
You know, when you get to a certain place and you've accumulated a few songs and you sort of think, oh, well, my basket is getting full. I guess it might be time to record again. You get a bit itchy to get back into the studio. So we're recording the beginning of December and hope to release in the spring and have some shows lined up. And yeah, it's got I can't believe it, crazy dream team lineup of musicians all said yes to coming into the studio with me, including the likes of Tony McManus and Shane Cook, Joe Phillips, Andrew Collins, Ivan Rosenberg. It's just phenomenal, the people that are coming in, so it's going to be a ton of fun. Yeah.
I'm interested in the fact that you already have a title for the album, Words of Love. So that is a song that will definitely be on there. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, we were on tour in the UK a couple summers ago, and we played in a beautiful church in Chippenham. And it was it's a decommissioned Methodist church, and the church is now being used as a community center. And when they were renovating, they found an old love letter dated 1940 from a fellow named Ray to a woman named Margaret. And the letter had been opened. It was in the envelope, the original envelope, but it had been opened. And the letter basically was Ray's confession of love for Margaret and said that I know that you thought that I was interested in other girls, but it's always only been you, Margaret. And could you possibly have the same feelings for me? And it was bordered with had a border of X's and O's and so on. And so we were sort of thinking, oh, how lovely. But the mystery of it is that we don't know, well, what happened? Did Margaret say she loved Ray too? Did Margaret have another sweetheart? All these different combinations, but it made great inspiration for a song called Words of Love. And so that became the title track of the new CD.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing that. Now, we will have another interview in the spring to talk about the new album. So let's finish up the interview today with the Christmas single. That is The Eve of Christmas Day. And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can visit my website. It's just AllisonLupton.com. And I have a Facebook page, Allison Lupton Music, and Twitter and Instagram. I'm shameless promoting shows, so. And we're doing actually a show with the Cambridge Symphony. Shane Cook and Kyle Weymouth and I are guests of the Cambridge Symphony on December the 14th. And we're actually going to debut The Eve of Christmas Day. It's another arrangement by Tom, but this time for orchestra, of that Christmas single and some other things that we're going to play as well. But we're delighted to be part of that on December 14th at the Cambridge Symphony.
That sounds wonderful. This is Alison Lupton with her new Christmas single, The Eve of Christmas Day. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I wish you joy, I wish you sound.
join your voice.